This year's Black Heritage Celebration, the African American contribution to baseball, recognized Clifford Brown, Walter Gibbons, Raydell Maddox, and Billy Reed, who played with the semi-pro teams the Pepsi-Cola Giants and Tampa Rockets in their prime. Dave Reynolds, a local sportscaster and self-proclaimed baseball fan, emceed the celebration.
Unofficially banned from the white major and minor league baseball leagues in the late 19th century, blacks responded by establishing their own professional organizations and ultimately created a successful enterprise that became an important social and economic role in black communities known as Negro League Baseball. Well, today's celebration is a reminder that the success of the African Americans in baseball today is really the result of the struggles that those men and all the hardships that they went through paved the way for them to make millions of dollars today. And you can thank men such as these, the Negro League players who came before.
The Negro League players paved the way for today's stars, sleeping on suitcases, going hungry, and playing baseball for only $125 a month in the 1930s and 40s. These men went without all of the comfort and luxury players experience today, and they did it all for the love of the game. But although the Negro League players were the stars at today's 18th annual Hillsborough County Black Heritage Celebration, the focus seemed to be on the children and the upcoming generation of baseball players. Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin White thanked the players.
It's so amazing that you all can be not only just legends to the adults, but to the children and show them where we have come, the struggles we have overcome, and the things that they can achieve. And it's all because of men and women like you that have made ultimate sacrifices over the years to become the best of your profession, to show that you can be all that you can be and never to give up.
The celebration began with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Hillsborough County Head Start, an early childhood program that partners with families and the community to build a foundation for self-reliance, and features a vocal performance by Rampello Downtown Partnership School Chorus. With children in mind, Brown, Gibbons, Maddox, and Reed have been going around to schools throughout the county talking to students about the importance of staying in school. Walter Gibbons is a semi-retired supervisor at the University of Tampa's Training Center for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hope these kids listen. Some seem interested, but they got a few that, you know, that bad egg will mess up the whole batch if it don't, you know, they don't remove it. We got some good kids that wanted to listen. They hold us over from school, and we talk to them. Some of them is disgusted to hear some of the things we went through. But that was life. I work at the University of Tampa, and I talk to those athletes over there. I say, hey, don't put in your head that you're going to make the pros. Well, get that basketball or baseball don't work out, you have something to fall back on. You know, well, you know about all these athletes today. They all figure they're going to make the profession, but it don't happen that way.
Although the group does try to motivate kids to stay in school and participate in after-school activities and sports, Billy Reed's focus is simply to be a positive influence in children's lives, striving to be a source of encouragement in general.
You know, coaching kids, you're able to keep them out of the street or, you know, give them another life other than baseball or football. And that was my main thing. You know, I had so many kids that went on to do great things other than play sports.
The Tampa Bay History Center is currently hosting an exhibit featuring art inspired by the Negro Leagues entitled Shades of Greatness, Art Inspired by Negro Leagues Baseball. The exhibit will be displayed through April 25th. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF, I'm Alexis Chamberlain.